Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, ma'am. My debit card was charged today for $67 and something, and I canceled that a month ago. And the woman that I spoke to assured me that it was going to be canceled. I had ordered one product from you all, and I wasn't satisfied with the product. I wanted to send it back and cancel it completely. And she said I couldn't send it back. So I was like, fine, but cancel it. And then I'm charged again today for $67, and I'm not really sure what it's for.
May I start out by getting your... Okay, sir. May I start out by getting your zip code, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 24954.
24954. I do thank you for that. May I have your first and last name, please?
That's William Gilmore.
Yes,
or
sir.
It might be under Billy.
I got you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
125 Beard Heights Addition Road, Marlington, West Virginia.
I thank you for that as well, sir. Give me the account is still loading up. I was able to locate an account associated with you, and I do see back on June the 2nd you paid $5.74, and that was the shipping and handling to receive a tactical bag.
Yes.
That item itself was actually a welcoming gift for joining what we call the Factory Direct Savings Store, which happens to be an online web gadget store. And in the terms and conditions, it does advise you that you would be billed a membership fee 48 hours later after signing up to become a part of that Factory Direct Savings Store. Now, I did also download a $125 gift card into your email that you used at the time that you signed up. There's a link inside of your email. You can open up that link, and you can use that $125 gift card to go online to purchase some of the best consumer gadgets there are.
She explained all that to me, but right. I didn't want it because I didn't realize I was getting in some kind of subscription. I just wanted to cancel it.
I'm more than happy to go ahead and do that for you, sir.
But what about this other charge that came out? I mean, I haven't even used this. And, I mean,
the
she
one
told
that
me
you were recently billed?
Yeah, the one that I was billed today. She told me that she canceled that out and because I was going to cancel my debit card completely. And she assured me I will cancel this out. And I don't have her name or anything with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually at the office. My sister works at the bank that I deal with, mm-hmm. and I have all that information in her office. But, of course, unfortunately, they're not open on the weekends. But,
well, I tell you what, sir, I can go ahead and do that one-time courtesy refund on that charge that you were recently billed. Now, I can go ahead and submit that because you were never canceled, and I don't know why she told you that she was going to go ahead and cancel it out because if she had to cancel it beforehand, you could have never been billed on this one. But I will go ahead and cancel that and submit that one-time courtesy refund to go back to that account. It does take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for it to post back to the account, but you are completely canceled, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 260-914-921.
Okay. All right. And can I get your name, please?
Joyce, Joyce, sir.
Okay, Joyce. Mm-hmm. All right. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
And like I said, I didn't understand why that I was charged. When I ordered that, I had no idea. I thought it was just ordering a one-time thing.
I do understand that, but you are more than canceled. You are more than go ahead and canceled out of that, and that took effect immediately, which means you can't be billed anything further to that account.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling customer service, and please have a great afternoon.
You too.
Bye-bye.